ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಬೋಧನಿ, ಕಾನ್ಸೈಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸುಖದಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಜಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 12-18. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಯೂಲಜೈಸಸ್ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 12-13. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ: ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪರಂ ಧಾಮ ಪವಿತ್ರಂ ಪರಮಂ ಭವಾನ್ ಪುರುಷಂ ಶಾಶ್ವತಂ ದಿವ್ಯಂ ಆದಿದೇವಮಜಂ ವಿಭುಂ. ಆಹುಸ್ತ್ವಾಂ ಋಷಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ದೇವರ್ಷಿರ್ನಾರದಸ್ತತಃ ಅಸಿತೋ ದೇವಲೋ ವ್ಯಾಸಃ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಚೈವ ಬ್ರವೀಷಿ ಮೇ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೆಡ್: ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, the supreme abode and the supreme purifier, eternal divine purusha, primeval god, unborn and omnipresent, thus have all the sages acclaimed you. So also devarshi narada, asita, devala and vyasa, and now you yourself have proclaimed the same to me. Comment: using the expressions param brahma for attributeless and formless God, Param Dhamma for God with attributes and without form, and Pavitram Paramam Bhavan for God endowed with attributes and form, Arjuna seems to say to Lord Krishna that you are God in full, that is Samagra, all inclusive. Chapter 10 verse 14. ಸರ್ವಮೇ ತದೃತಂ ಮನ್ಯೇ ಯನ್ ಮಾಂ ವದಸಿ ಕೇಶವ ನಹಿ ತೇ ಭಗವನ್ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಂ ವಿದುರ್ದೇವಾನ್ ದಾನವಾಹ. ಓ ಕೇಶವ, ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಐ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಟ್ರೂ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಟು ಮೀ. ನೈದರ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ನೋ ದ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್, ಓ ಬ್ಲೆಸಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ನೋ ಯೋರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್. ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್: No one can know God by their own power, but he can be known by his grace only. It is not possible to know God with the miracles of intelligence or with various occult powers. Even by scientific discoveries, one cannot know God. Even though divine powers of gods and miraculous Maya Shakti, that is acquired occult powers, of demons are special, but they all fail for the purpose of knowing God. Chapter 10 verse 15. Swayam evatmanatmanam vittatvam purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. You alone know yourself by yourself, O Supreme Person, O Source of all beings, O Lord of creation, O God of gods, O Lord of the universe. Comment: you yourself are the knower of yourself. It means that you are the knower, you are to be known, and the act of knowing is also you. In other words, you are all and everything. When there is no one besides you, then who is to know who? And what else is there to be known? Chapter 10 verse 16. Vaktum arhasya sheshena divya bhyatma vibhutayah yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan imam stvam vyapyatishtasi. Therefore, you alone can describe your own divine glories in full, by which you stand pervading all these worlds. Comment: Arjuna is saying to the Lord that you yourself know yourself. Therefore, you only can describe your glories in full. No one else can. Therefore, kindly describe your divine glories completely in detail, so that I may develop uninterrupted devotion in you. Chapter 10 verse 17. ಕಥಂ ವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಅಹಂ ಯೋಗಿಂ ತ್ವಾಂ ಸದಾ ಪರಿಚಿಂತಯನ್ ಕೇಶು ಕೇಶು ಚ ಭಾವೇಶು Chintyosi Bhagavan Maya. O Yogin, Lord of Yoga, tell me how may I realize you by constant meditation on you. O Blessed Lord, in what various aspects and forms are you to be thought of by me? In other words, in what sentiments should I meditate on you? Comment. Arjuna has posed these questions simply for the goal of easy attainment of God. How should I know you in all entirety? In what forms should I meditate upon you? From this it can be concluded that the glories of God are not just by the way, but they are a medium of God realization. Thus, they are very significant. God Himself is represented in the form of His glories. As long as an aspirant does not know God, till then only there is that feeling of something being important or significant. After knowing God, the feeling of something being important or significant does not remain, because nothing else exists besides God. What can then be significant or non-significant? The idea is that the significance and insignificance is in the eyes of an aspirant only and not from the viewpoint of a perfected sage. Chapter 10, verse 18. Vistarena matmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuya kathaya truptrirhi shrunvato nasti memrutam. O Janardana, tell me once again in detail your power of yoga and your manifestations and glories, for I am not satiated hearing your sweet nectar-like words. Comment. As food is to a hungry man and water is to a thirsty person, in the same way, Arjuna is finding Lord's words to be very sweet and special. As he is listening to Lord's words, he is aroused with feelings of deep devotion for the Lord. By listening to the nectar-like words, neither there is an end to the words nor there is satisfaction while listening to you. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.